There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you once again for tuning to this Thursday edition of the podcast. I'd like to welcome each and every one of our listeners. We appreciate you listening. Would also like to thank you for your patience with us. The sound quality the last week or so we know has been greatly diminished. We've had some pretty serious technical difficulties on our end, and it is the sound engineer that we use is the same person that records this podcast, and therefore the problems with the sound engineer, but just unable to get the kinks out of this system. We've never got it to work right completely. But yet we're very thankful for the equipment we do have. We're thankful for what the Lord has done in allowing us to record and for getting it fixed. We almost didn't get a podcast in today, but the Lord has helped us to get it up at least where it's going to be tolerable. And so continue to pray for that if you would, please. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 11 once again. We're talking about the chapter of faith, and we spoke of many things yesterday in the stress of trying to record, even to get a recording out there. And I hope it made sense. I'll be honest, we had to delete portions because there was dead space. I know there's a lot of crackling, a lot of fading. That's all digital. There's nothing we could do about that. But it just I know it was not clear, and so we apologize for that. And so I hope today's makes a little bit more sense than yesterday's did. I try to put a good product out there. I believe in doing the absolute best you can with what you have. And so we want to put a good quality product, something that you can actually enjoy listening to, except for the sound of my voice and the failures of the sound engineer. Everything on this podcast should be okay. He said, "What should I tell more say?" And that's in chapter 11 of verse 32 of Hebrews. "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets." And again, so he gives us some great names, not just historical names, but Bible names. They did great things. And what's interesting about this list of men is they absolutely had failures in their lives. Each one of them had failures. You say, well, what was Samuel's failure? Well, his sons. They were a failure in Samuel's life. David had personal failures in the matter of Bathsheba, Uriah the Hittite, Jephthah, one of the most confusing stories of the Bible, but yet here he is. And then we also see Samson. And again, a great man of God, did much for God, but also very fallible, very much in failure, much sin. Barak, Gideon. Gideon, of course, later on, we realize that Gideon, his great victory he wrought, but then we also see the failure of Gideon. We see those things with men. Men just like us. When I hear a man preach and all he is a hero and his children are wonderful and his life is great, I'm skeptical because even great men in the Bible failed and had error and even had folly in their lives. But you know what? Some of that stuff doesn't change your faith. And you can do great things for God and believe God. God can recover you from great disaster. And by that, I mean sin, by folly. God can take things that you have botched and things that you have been unclean, things that you have defiled yourself. He can take situations that you've absolutely tried to destroy. There's some things God cannot fix. I've often said that. You know, there's things that no matter what salvation brings, God cannot fix certain things. But what God can do is he can work in those things. And that's why this generation that we live in today, that seems like, you know, sin is just accepted. Sin is the norm. Sin is tolerant. They've not been taught that you can recover from some sin. But my friend, there's things you can't recover from. Case in point, you have sin in your youth. You have a child out of wedlock. That woman never wants to see that man again or vice versa. And the children never get to be seen by the father or by the mother. And he has to pay child support. And yet that man or woman goes and finds a spouse. God can't fix that. God can't, he can't reunite that couple together again when they've taken another spouse. He's not going to fix the situation with the child, but what he can do is he can work grace in the situation. And therefore, it's through faith. It's not we could do. We have as much faith as we want. We can do as much as we want to do. And then listen, we can say we believe God all we want to say we believe God, but it's through faith that God can work. who through faith, verse 33, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. So again, we see it was through faith. Listen, I can be a great man of prayer. I can be what they call a prayer warrior. I can go to my place of prayer, my secret place of prayer, go in my closet and pray. I can be a man of fasting, give myself to sacrifice, give myself to affliction. I can do all of those things, but you realize you can do all of those things without faith. You can do all of those things and not believe God. We see that case in point with much religion. They'll flagellate themselves and whip themselves and make themselves bleed and bruise themselves and make themselves agonize, and they'll suffer yet without Christ. And so we see that you can do these things without faith, but the things that he speaks of are things through faith. These are not things they could do of themselves. It wasn't for Gideon to do. It was because God was going to work through Gideon. I said God was going to work through Gideon. It wasn't that Samson was going to do these great things. It's that God raised him up. His parents couldn't discern these things were of the Lord because he was going to destroy the Philistines. Why? Because the Philistines cursed God. They hated God. They despised God. And so God raised up Samson to destroy them. That's why it was through faith. So even while this fallible man, this man with folly in his life, this man who was overthrown by women, yet God used him greatly and God worked through him, and he did a mighty work of God through faith. God was going to use him. I fear my own ministry. A part of what I would consider my faith, I look back and realize there's times God used me, and even against my better judgment, even against my personal failures, God still used me. And that makes me tremble and fear because I know there's no reward for those days. Because God had to take the swine and God had to go and wash that pig off and paint his toenails like it's the state fair and put him on display in the hopes that somehow that pig's message could go out to the world. And that was through faith. It wasn't my faith. It wasn't anything I did. It was that God, and by the way, that's only the mercy of God. That's only the kindness of God, that long suffering of God. And so it is, once again, the grace of God can work in situations that you cannot fix. Had people say to me, my marriage is hopeless. It may be hopeless, but the grace of God can intervene. You quit trying to do things yourself many times, and you'll find out God can work it out. I don't know how to raise children, and I'm an absolute failure at raising children, but God. And I commit them to the Lord. I don't want to disavow my responsibility and the fact that I'm the man, the head of this home, and just shirk my duties as a father, but yet it's going to take God. And if I'm going to raise children, it's going to be through faith. It's not going to be by faith. That's not enough faith in me to raise children. I don't have enough power in me to raise children. I don't have enough sense to raise children. But I can commit them to God, and through faith, we can see God work a mighty victory in the lives of my children. There's things that we try to do, things that we try to accomplish that God, it's really his to accomplish. That's why we plant, we water, but it's God that giveth the increase, is it not? This is my take on through faith. This is my opinion on through faith, to be honest with you. I don't know anybody else who really talks this way, but I just felt like it's something the Lord had given me quite a while ago, that there's things that I cannot do, things I cannot accomplish, things that, listen, God doesn't need me. He can use a donkey to speak. He's done that in the Bible. He used an ass to speak. God has used great and mighty things to confound the minds of the wise. God has also used the very simple things to confound the minds of the wise. God has spoken still small voice. God wasn't in the earthquake, but he was in that still small voice. And so we don't understand the mind of God, but all we do is we see the evidence of the work of God. And that's what we see through faith. And he's telling them these are things that these men of the Bible did great and mighty things above and beyond. Samuel was a great man. He did things through faith. But again, you see the failure of Samuel and his own sons. Many preachers out there, preachers listen to this, preachers I love dearly. Some of their greatest failures have been their own children. And it's going to take a work of God. It's going to take a miracle of God. It's not going to be their faith. It's going to be the faith of Jesus Christ. It's going to be through faith. They're going to have to believe. God is going to have to work sometimes in spite of us. Imagine I've raised my children under a cloud of anger and bitterness and malice, and yet God can work through that. God can work around that. He's not obligated to, but he certainly can. I say, well, my children are saved because of my faith. Not hardly. It's through faith. And my friend, it's the work of God. It's a miracle of God. He said they not only subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. You're telling me any of them did that themselves? You're telling me that Samson on his own, just, you know, he's not this jack chick weightlifter, bodybuilder that's flexing in the mirror and he's throwing cars around. No, that wasn't Samson. God had given him strength. I would say he looked as common as any man. You know, it's funny, you look at the pictures of the old Civil War soldiers, and I've come across a couple of them at auction, actual authentic daguerreotypes or tintypes normally, and you see those at the auction, and they were just little wiry, scrawny men. The average height was probably 5'7", 5'8". The average weight was probably 130 pounds. They didn't eat that great, and they were wiry, and they were thin, they were small. Men today would tower of them. There'd be monsters over these men. But these men were way tougher than men today. These men were rock solid, buddy. They'd march for 40 miles in a day and then march 36 miles the next day. And if they had to, they'd march 25 miles the next day through hail, through sun, through storms, through the ravages of the weather and the ravages of the summer, the ravages of the winter. They were men, buddy. And they marched because they had to march. And I always picture that as a Samson, someone you wouldn't look at, someone you wouldn't expect, but he had great strength. His God gave him that great strength. You look at Samuel, that priest of God. God called him Samuel, Samuel. Three times he called him. Why? Because God was going to work through him. God was going to use Samuel. You say, well, he was a man of great faith. No, before he ever had faith, by the way, just real clear on this, his mother had faith. Thank God for that. And she gave him to the Lord. And you always want to look at that in the life of Samuel. Had that mother not had faith, you never know what would have happened to Samuel. We see that in the life of Gideon, by the way. We see that in the life of Samson, his parents. My friend, his parents, the Lord spoke well of them. They just didn't understand everything that God wanted. It's the only failure you really see in their life. David was a great man of faith, a call of God. But he slew that lion and that bear because he believed God. And so we see this over and over again. God works through these people. They turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women receive their dead raised to life again. He's speaking of the faith of the Shunammite woman. Was it her faith that raised her son? No, it's that prophet of God came. But through faith, her son received life. That prophet of God came, and she said, when he asked the question of her, is it well with thee? What did she say? It is well. She's looking for the resurrection. She knows regardless what happens to her son, her son's going to live again. Though skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. She believes God. He said others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. That's just Zechariah. We talked about that a couple weeks ago here on the podcast. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. I love what the Word of God says here, of whom the world was not worthy. The world was not worthy of those men, those women that believed God. The world was not worthy of those that were wandering about in goatskins, destitute, tormented. I think of Jeremiah down the pit and the things that he suffered. The world was not worthy of that man of God. The world was not worthy of his testimony. The world was not worthy of the words that he spake, yet God was worthy. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, was worthy that that man should suffer for his sake. Isaiah, great suffering, yet he spake in the face of adversity, was a great prophet of God. Hosea, oh, no man suffered as much as Hosea did in the emotion of his soul and the bitterness of his soul and the angst of his soul. Yet he loved that woman and cared for that woman. And my friend, through faith, he overcame. Through faith, he prophesied. We see David through faith prophesying. That's one of the things I notice in this. Each of these men he speaks of, they have prophesied. They have spoke of faith. They're looking for a city. They're looking for a land, my friend, a nation that God is going to make, that God is prepared. They weren't looking for the temporal things of this world, and therefore they moved through faith. And oh, if we get our eyes off the failures of this life and the failures of this world and the problems of this world and just look through faith, believe God, and let it be counted us for righteousness that we could believe God. The world was not worthy of these men. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. We see that in Elijah. We see that in Elisha. We see that in David and others. They wandered about. They were destitute. They're in goat skins. They're fleeing from the face of adversity. David himself down the land of the Philistines, feigning himself to be mad. David in the cave. David hiding. David burying himself. David doing everything he can to try to escape. Why? because they're trying to kill him. They're trying to slay him. Yet through faith, God used him. And it's the cave he prophesied. It was in the land of the Philistines he prophesied. When he fled from Saul, he prophesied. And then when God had given him rest over all his enemies, and as Saul was dead, and Jonathan was dead, David had rest in his kingdom, and all his enemies had fled from him. Then he gave the last and the greatest prophecy of all. And that's it. We found that in 2 Samuel chapter 22, also in Psalm 18, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's through faith. That's what he says. They went through faith. They believed. And these all, and here's the summary of all of this, all who, all these he mentioned, from the beginning to the end, from just Abel to the end of this list, he said, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. You say, well, how's that a good thing? God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And oh, my friend, the failures of ministry, the failures of life, the failures of husbandry, the failures of motherhood, the failures of being a parent, the failures of being a grandparent, the failures of being an employee. But my friend, God, through faith, he can change those things. God, through faith, can turn those things around. God, through faith, can change the most wretched circumstances, the most awful circumstances. And through faith, God can turn the family around. God can turn the life around. God can turn the marriage around. God can turn the church around. God can turn a home around through faith. God having provided some better thing for us. Thank God there's a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Chapter of faith, the work of faith, by faith and through faith. Have a great day.
There's a lost soul who started up his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed.